We're about to get hyper-local with you and feature a tiny community just west of Des Moines, Iowa, known as Adel. My guest is Deb Bankston. She's the director of the Chamber of Commerce there. Now, this story is about that community and how they turn out this coming weekend for sweet corn. Some of the best on the planet. We're talking about Adel, Iowa, coming up next. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United Kingdom, Canada, New Zealand, and the United States. NTPDA, some of the original recyclers. Find out more at ntpda.com.
A proud sponsor of Insight on Business the News Hour is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys have clicked through again today. We're going to get hyper-local with you for just a moment. One of the things that happens in the greater Des Moines metro on a regular basis is something called the Adel Sweet Corn Feed and Festival and all of those things that are wrapped up into sweet corn. And it's that way because why? Well, Adel is the center of the universe for some of the finest sweet corn in the country. And with me is the executive director of the Adel Chamber of Commerce. Her name is Deb Bankston. Deb, welcome to the Business News Hour.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here, kid.
I love it.
For full disclosure, Deb and I go back, a ways.
Yeah. just a few years.
Just a few years. We've worked together on a number of things, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah. And you transferred out to the metropolis of Adel how long ago?
5 years.
Is that long already? Yay.
This is my fifth sweet corn festival.
Isn't that something?
It is. It's hard to believe.
Still loving it?
I love it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know, tell us a little bit about Adel. So people who are listening in Germany right now are going, was ist dein Adel? So talk about it.
Well, Adel is a small, charming community 7 miles west of Waukee, located on Highway 6 and Highway 169. So, population of about 5,000.
Yeah.
But we've had 813 new homes built in the last 5 years.
See, yeah, it really is an amazing growth area. One of those western suburbs outside of the city of Des Moines that continues to see massive improvement as far as the living opportunities and also some business, I would think, too.
Businesses are just starting to be on Adel is on their radar screen.
Right.
We're seeing more and more activity all the time.
And you've got an interesting Chamber of Commerce. If I remember this correctly, you have lots of individuals as members.
That's right.
Versus businesses as members.
We do almost all the businesses in Adel. The city of DeSoto just joined our chamber, so we're working really closely with DeSoto. We are the ADM school district, so that's Adel, DeSoto, Minburn. So we work really closely because we feel that we're just on that cusp of growth really going to explode in both DeSoto and Adel. But our individual members are people that work maybe in the metro, but they want to keep connected to Adel.
Sure. What if outside of sweet corn, we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But outside of that, what industry, other than living there, is kind of a bedroom community of the greater Des Moines metro. But what do you think is on the horizon? Food places, restaurants? Because with people come more business, yeah?
Right. Well, we've done a lot of studies in conjunction with the city, and people are wanting to see more retail, more restaurants,
sure.
Some upscale dining, and some drive-through. Drive-through coffee is probably the top of everybody's list. And probably our most requested commercial thing right now is warehousing with office space in the front of it, so these smaller businesses can come out, have their warehousing space, and have office space right there and run their business. Being there at the crossroads of 6 and 169,
it's a big thing for transportation, isn't it? Yeah. What about broadband and internet access? I know many small towns are working on this. Jefferson Recently, a private telecom up there in Jefferson, mm-hmm. they recently did fiber optic for the entire city.
Right. We're not there yet,
not there
but
yet.
That would be great. In fact, I have meetings next week with Ariane that wants to discuss fiber optics.
Nice.
Casey's Mutual Telephone Company has approached us. They're looking at fiber optics. They have come all the way to DeSoto already,
yeah.
and they're looking, does this make sense? So we're hoping that we'll be able to say, yep, we have fiber optics
that be
in
nice?
The next 3 or 4
yeah,
years.
And that That'd is a real economic driver, and it really does level the playing field for so many people that can work from wherever and then enjoy the quality of life that a place like Adel
yep.
has.
It's amazing how many people tell you that they only go commute into their office a couple of days a
yep.
week, and they work out of their house the rest of the time.
Why
and
not?
It can just be a big explosion for everything when we have the fiber optics
Absolutely.
To do it.
Her name is Deb Bankston, ladies and gentlemen. She is the executive director of the Adel Chamber of Commerce. All right, so you've got this, as I indicated, we're kind of hyper-local on something like this. This is a an event that you've been doing now for 5 years. But how long has this thing been a thing?
This is the 40th year
yeah.
of the Adel Sweet Corn Festival.
Any idea what the history of this is?
The history was that there was a small chamber meeting, and they got together for steaks, and they said, what can we do to get people to come out to Adel and see some of our wonderful businesses? And so they started brainstorming. And the first 2 years they did steaks along with the sweet corn, realized they couldn't afford steaks and
right.
sweet corn, so went to just sweet corn. And it's just grown from there.
Yeah, and this is a big deal for, I mean, we are smack dab in the middle of the 2020 presidential campaign, and I know that this is a big draw for statewide candidates, and I suspect that you're going to have a couple of presidential candidates wander through.
We have already been contacted by probably 20 of the Democratic candidates wanting to know about our parade and wanting to know if they could get a booth up around the square. Our booths are all sold out by May. So,
wow.
But they have been telling us that they expect 150 people to show up to walk politically through the parade
yeah.
this year.
Yeah.
It's the largest parade in Dallas County.
Is it?
It lasts over 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Every business in town and every church in town and every organization in town builds a float. So it's just not people walking.
People in a truck. It's working.
Right.
My wife would love that. You know, she really would, because she's always complaining about these parades that you go to, and all they are is a couple of corporate trucks that roll through.
Yep.
But, yeah.
No, that you need to bring around
there
next Saturday, Michael.
Hey, Dell, here we come. Here we come. And this is a big thing, I'm sure, for the chamber. Is this a fundraising opportunity for
it
you
is.
As well?
It does about 15 to 20% of our operating expenses.
Yeah. And I would suspect that your operating expenses aren't very large, because how many employees do you have at the Adel Chamber?
We have 193 members.
But employees?
Employees, me.
You.
me, and me.
The triplets, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And so it doesn't cost a lot to person a Chamber of Commerce in a 5,000 person community, but still, because you have so many members, you know, this is, and I'm sure that you guys are involved substantially in the economic development opportunities
there. Very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah. Deb Bankston is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, executive director of the Adel Chamber of Commerce. So this thing kicks off on what, the 10th?
The day of the festival is Saturday, August 10th. On the 9th at 5 p.m. on
Friday night, right?
We bring in our 7-ton of corn, and everybody in town comes and sits, and we shuck the corn. We put it through quality control, making sure all of the husks are off and all the everything's off, wash it all down. AE works with us, and we have one of their big trucks, and we pack it in their milk cartons, their little...
Uh-huh.
And put it in the refrigerated truck so it's ready to cook the next day.
Got it. So how many people have to show up to shuck seven, what did you say?
7 ton of corn. Over 20,000 ears of corn we shucked that evening. And it takes us 2.5 hours.
So really? That it?
That's it.
Wow.
We probably have 200 to 250 people show up to shuck corn.
So this is Friday. Can anybody come over
just
and help?
Just anybody that shows up. It's amazing how many bicyclers are riding on the trail and see us shucking corn and ride up and stop and shuck corn for a while.
That's right. You do have a trail that goes through Adel.
That's right.
Yeah? That's a huge opportunity, isn't it?
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so you're shucking corn on Friday. The big parade is on Saturday.
It's on Saturday.
At what time?
The parade's at 9:30.
In the morning?
Yep. We start out at 8 a.m. with a 5K run, and we run through the brick streets of Adel. And then when the run's over, the parade starts at 9:30, and at 11 o'clock, we are giving away free sweet corn.
What?
All of our sweet corn we give away is free.
You do 7 tons of sweet corn and you give it away?
Yep. It's all free.
Well, now, okay. So I got to ask, where does the money come in for your budget? I mean, what do you do? You sell booths, I'm
sure. We sell booths. We have food booths. We have craft booths. We have information booths. We have art vendors that come. So we sell booth space all the way around the square.
Is there a fee to get in the parade?
Nope.
Really? Wow.
You don't even have to early register to get in our parade. You
just
show up the morning and they say, here's where you go. And they line you up and send you down Main Street.
You know, there are people listening to this right now, Deb, that are going, really? This exists? I mean, because they can't believe how fortunate. And this is, we're talking about Adel, but this is mirrored in so many of Iowa's communities, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So I suspect you'll have some political folks there. This is the 2020 season.
Yes, I'm sure we will.
And you've had some folks already say that they're going to be in the parade. I think it's a fantastic opportunity. It all gets underway with a shucking of the corn. It's almost like the, tapping of the beer barrel.
That's right.
on Friday. And then this goes all day. Now, after the parade and after the shucking and after the eating, and all that stuff, what do you guys do?
We have a band that's at our stage and pavilion. Suede is playing all day. We have inflatables for the kids.
Yeah.
Then in the evening, most of the vendors go home. We have five food vendors that stick around, and we have a street party in the evening. And it's open to all ages. No cost to get in. Now, you will have to buy a wristband if you want to drink an alcoholic beverage.
Got it. Yeah.
But the group we've brought in is High South out of Nashville, Tennessee.
So you got it. Yeah, really?
So we're really excited.
A little country music going on in Adel.
A little country. They do a lot of Eagles type.
Nice.
70 type music.
Should we have a great time?
It will be a fantastic time.
It's all happening in Adel with the Adel Sweet Corn Feed. Deb, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. Good times.
Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you there on Saturday.
You know, those parades, we're going to have to talk to my bride and see if we can't make that happen. Deb Bankston, ladies and gentlemen, Adel Sweet Corn Days, and that's coming up on Friday and Saturday, so you'll have to check that out. Thanks again for doing this.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Deb Bankston from the Chamber of Commerce in Adel, Iowa, talking about sweet corn. We will have links to all of that up on our radio blog. Hang in there with us. There's more to come on this edition of the Business News Hour.